In this bulletin, the Australian government to help a writer detained in China on suspicion of espionage. Papua New Guinea's treasurer replaced in a surprise cabinet reshuffle. And Western Bulldogs midfielder Marcus Bontempelli wins the AFL Coaches Award. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. The barrister representing an Australian writer detained in China says there's no evidence to support the allegation his client is a spy. Yang Henjiang has been formally arrested on suspicion of espionage after being held in detention for 7 months. But Chinese authorities haven't detailed Dr. Yang's alleged offences or which country he's allegedly been spying for. Dr. Yang's barrister, Julian McMahon, says the 53-year-old has done nothing wrong. He says he's hopeful the case can be resolved as a diplomatic matter rather than a criminal one, after Foreign Minister Maurice Payne spoke strongly on Dr. Yang's behalf.
This certainly has the potential to become a very serious case. I'm not a political commentator and I'm not an expert on China, but anyone watching the news can see the sense of oppression with regard to writers and democracy thinkers, human rights lawyers and so on, is certainly growing and becoming more and more serious.
The Human Rights Commissioner is urging Parliament to exempt children from proposed counter-terrorism laws that could give them harsher jail terms. Federal Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee is reviewing the proposed legislation, which would require the court to fix a non-parole period of at least three-quarters of the sentence imposed for a terrorism offence. Parts of the proposed counter-terrorism laws are in response to a report into the prosecution and sentencing of children for terrorism offences. Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santow says the legislation is problematic as it tells the courts to give greater weight to protecting the community over the best interests of the children involved.
Evidence could suggest that denying bail to a child would be likely to have a devastating effect on that child, but only a marginal impact in protecting the community. As community protection would be the paramount consideration, a court nevertheless could still deny bail to that child.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape has replaced his treasurer in a surprise cabinet reshuffle that brought seven opposition members into government. The PNG opposition's Ian Ling Stuckey has been sworn in as treasurer, replacing Sam Basil. Mr. Marape has welcomed six other opposition members of the parliament into the government in an abrupt reshuffle that comes just 3 months after he became prime minister. However, former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has criticised Mr. Lin Stuckey's appointment, saying Mr. Marape has grossly insulted government members who voted him into office. The Amazon wildfire crisis has sparked a feud between Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron. Facing criticism over his response, Mr. Bolsonaro claims Brazil is having great success fighting the blazes. After countries at the G7 summit approved a financial package to help with the environmental disaster, the Brazilian president thanked US President Donald Trump, but took a swipe at Mr. Macron.
We don't have anything against the G7. On the contrary, we have a problem with one president of the G7, and we know what he is spreading and what his intentions are and why. And I think that doesn't leave a doubt for anyone.
A new SBS commissioned report has found a stronger focus on social inclusion in Australia has the potential to lift the nation's GDP by almost $12.7 billion a year. While previous studies have shown workplace inclusion has improved over time, the Deloitte report says there's still significant scope for improvement. Workforce participation of people with a disability is almost 30% below those without a disability. The gender pay gap remains at about 15%, and reported experiences of discrimination because of ethnic origin or religion has more than doubled between 2007 and 2017. SBS Managing Director James Taylor says the report demonstrates greater inclusivity is not only a public benefit, but can also be a major economic opportunity.
Well, Australia has a well-earned reputation as being both a multicultural and inclusive society, a place where irrespective of who you are or where you're born or what you believe, you can participate. What this Deloitte report demonstrates in economic terms is that we can do better. And if we can create teams and workplaces and communities that are more diverse and more inclusive, there's economic benefit for all Australians, not just those who are being included.
In the AFL, star Western Bulldogs midfielder Marcus Bontempelli has won the Coaches Award for the first time. The 23-year-old capped his win in the Prestige Coaches Association Award by receiving 8 out of a possible 10 votes in Sunday's big victory over Adelaide. Bontempelli went into round 23 with an unbeatable lead and finished with 107 votes, while 2016 winner Patrick Dangerfield from Geelong was runner-up with 90. He, Dangerfield, and third-placed Fremantle captain Nate Fyfe are also among the main Brownlow Medal favourites. Well, now today's weather across the country. Perth, sunny and 27. Adelaide, showers, 14. Melbourne, showers increasing, 15. Hobart, showers and 14. Canberra, morning fog and sunny afternoon and 16. Wollongong, a shower or two clearing, 19. Sydney, a shower or two, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, a shower or two, a possible storm, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.